as an incentive to buy more.
Would he call it something? He'd say, here, this is for
trading with us.
Did you ever hear the word lagniappe?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's a Louisiana term. I wouldn't expect you to. If somebody got into the river and he didn't come up again, you'd say he
drowned.
And he got
drowned.
And I didn't see him
drowned. Mm-hmm.
What does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
Okay. And if you saw something up a tree and wanted to get a closer look, you'd have to
climb up it.
And yesterday I
climbed up it.
And I have
climbed.
All right. And she walked up to the altar and she, meaning got down on her knees. She
kneeled.
Mm-hmm. If you're tired, you say, I'm going to go over to the sofa and
lie down.
Mm-hmm. And he was really sick. He just blank in bed all day.
He just lay in bed all day.
In your sleep, you say, this is what I, you saw it in your sleep. I
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
And I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you
stomped.
And if a boy met a girl at a party and wanted to go home with her, he would say, may I
take you home?
Does that mean in a car or on foot?
In a car.
Suppose it was on foot.
Walk you home.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you
pull it.
And the opposite is
push.
To carry a very heavy suitcase, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I.
We don't say it, but you mean tote.
You don't say it?
Uh-uh.
People around here say it.
Yeah, okay. Some do.
Okay, let's see. If children were getting too close to the hot stove, you might say, don't
touch it.
Mm-hmm. If you needed the hammer, you'd say to me,
go get it.
Mm-hmm. And in, what do you call that game where one person hides his eyes and the other
hide and seek.
And is, what do you call the place where you can run back to and be safe?
Home base.
Mm-hmm. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw it and he
caught it.
And he has
caught it before.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
Mm-hmm. If you're about to punish a child, he might say, please, just give me one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. And if he can always see the point of a joke, he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. And if you have termites, you might say the exterminator will get blank of them. They'll get
rid of them.
Would you ever say get shut off or get shed off?
Mm-mm.
Okay. He didn't know what was going on, but he blank, he knew it all.
He thought he knew it all.
Or meaning he behaved as if he. Okay. If somebody stole your pencil, what's a slang term you might use for that? Who blank my pencil?
Who got my pencil?
Anything else? Snitched? Swiped?
Snitched? Yeah, swiped my pencil. We say that.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'd forgotten that, but now I
remember it.
And you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. I have just blank him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I will
write him.
And I expect to receive an
answer.
And when you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address it.
Do you know an older term for that? Did you ever hear back the letter?
Yeah, I've heard it. But I hadn't heard anybody say it in a long time.
What is it?
Backed.
Okay. And then you might say, I can't write him because I don't know his
address.
Mm-hmm. And if a little boy had learned something, for instance, how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you might say, well, who
taught you that?
If you're about to do something, you might say, I'm blank to do that.
I'm about to do that.
Or would you say anything like fixing or aiming?
Yeah,
or
fixing, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a child who tells on another
child? Tattletale.
Would you use that for an adult?
Yeah.
Okay. Is a gossip the same as a tattletale?
No.
What's the difference?
Gossip's worse.
Mm-hmm.
A tattletale is really telling what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and gossip could be untrue.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then if you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go out in your garden and
pick
what?
The flowers.
Mm-hmm. And all the things a child plays with.